Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Google is announcing that it is opening early access to its ChatGPT rival, which is called Bard. And we're going to talk today on the podcast about some opinions and impressions that some people had when they first tried to use it. So I currently am on the wait list and do not have access, as a lot of people are in that same position. But there was some journalists over at The Verge that were able to get their hands on it, tested it out, and they had some interesting feedback on what they saw. So I think the first thing that you should know is you can go over to bard.google.com and get on the wait list if that's something that you're interested in. Google has a very slow rollout traditionally with a lot of these tools, and they haven't really given a specific date for full public access. To be honest, this whole thing kind of reminds me of when Google Plus first came out. They had kind of a wait list. You had to be added by somebody. And eventually when it, you know, it was very hyped because it was like they were going to take on Facebook, the big hot thing at the time, and eventually it fell flat. So, I mean, I wouldn't, you know, want to say Google's going to completely fall flat on this, but I'm seeing a lot of similarities and let's talk about them on the podcast today. So I think one of the first things to know is that a blog post written by two of the project leads for Bard, which is Sissy Hasio and Eli Collins, they kind of described Bard in that they use really cautious terms, and they described it as an early experiment intended to help people boost their productivity, accelerate their ideas, and fuel their curiosity. But labeling this thing as an early experiment really downplays what a lot of people thought of as, you know, this is going to be like the new face of Google. This is going to be how Google now functions in the future. This is going to completely revolutionize and change the way search is happening, because in a lot of ways, that's what ChatGPT is currently doing. So I don't know, for me, throwing it out there that this is an early experiment really doesn't bode well for Google, who at the moment is really trying to play catch up. Like, they're not just playing catch up on ChatGPT, this really powerful AI tool. They're playing catch up on the fact that ChatGPT came out, ChatGPT got incredibly popular, ChatGPT integrated with Microsoft Bing, ChatGPT upgraded to GPT version 4 with a whole bunch of new features and insane functionality. Like, Google is, in my opinion, way, way, way behind, especially considering the other company that invented all this technology that OpenAI is using. They invented the Transformer model. They're a team there first came up with it. So anyways, back to the demo, but really I don't feel like this bodes very well with them. So in the demo, Bard was able to pretty quickly and fluidly answer a bunch of different questions. And something that I will say is they're saying that it was a lot faster than ChatGPT. So they ask it a question and boom, it comes up with the whole response. Now, the caveat to all that is obviously this thing is beta. It doesn't have a lot of users. So right now we have, you know, OpenAI, who occasionally has outages. They have over last, they announced any numbers, they had over 100 million monthly active users. And so like Google, when they have like a limited rollout to 20, 30,000 people, and then it's like, everyone's like, wow, this thing's lightning fast. I'm considerably unimpressed at the moment. Like, throw 100,000 or 100 million, throw a billion people from Google search on this, and then I'd be curious to see what the speeds are. Maybe they'll be great, but I wouldn't necessarily say that's quite a feature yet. I don't know if I can quite give Google the benefit of the doubt. Okay,
So how it works is you ask it questions like ChatGPT. It was able to, you know, they ask it for like, what are some good movies it recommended? You know, The Italian Job, The Score, and Heist is some of its favorite movies. They asked it for getting advice on how to encourage their child to take up bowling. And it's just gave some really basic stuff like take them to a bowling alley. You know, it's good, very basic stuff. Underneath each of the responses it gives, it has a Google it button to redirect people to go and actually do a Google search, because they're saying, you know, this is kind of to help you in your idea process, not necessarily to give you all the facts. So their thing is like, go try Google Bard and then go and actually Google it yourself. That's what they're pushing people towards doing, which I don't know if other people can do it with less steps. I don't see how that will be the biggest thing. But anyways, you know, disregard my pessimism on this product. Maybe it'll be amazing. I just have yet to be super impressed. I feel like they're just playing catch up at the moment. In any case, as with ChatGPT and Bing, there's also a, you know, big disclaimer underneath the main box or whatever that warns people that it says Bard may display inaccurate or offensive information that doesn't represent Google's views. And it's, you know, just the same equivalent of what ChatGPT and Bing have done. So nothing new there. Everyone's trying to distance themselves from the liability of whatever it might say. They tried to, you know, get some factual information from Bard, and they found it was kind of hit and miss. So while it is connected to Google's search, it wasn't actually able to fully understand some of their queries. They asked it, like, who gave today's White House press briefing? It identified the right press secretary, you know, Jean-Pierre, but it didn't note, like, the people that were there with the press briefing, which I guess is the cast of Ted Lasso. You know, obviously I wouldn't have known or cared too much, but it wasn't able to get that up-to-date information. So that is interesting. It also was unable to correctly answer kind of a more tricky question about the maximum load capacity of a specific washing machine. And instead, it kind of invented a few different incorrect answers. And this really doesn't bode well for Google, because up until now, a lot of people have been giving them the benefit of the doubt, saying like, hey, it's fine. If they're coming out a little bit late, they're behind the curve, but they're going to be super factually accurate. And, you know, ChatGPT, it came out fast, but it gets things wrong. But if they're coming out way, you know, if they're coming out many months later after ChatGPT, because they said they're trying to fine tune it, make it more accurate, and it's still giving inaccurate information, I really don't know. It's going to be tricky. It's going to be hard for them to get a lot of people to move over, in my personal opinion. But, you know, maybe just integrating it straight into Google search will be able to just get them those users they're looking for. So it'll be interesting to see that. When with the washing machine problem, they repeated the question and it eventually did find the right information. But it's kind of hard to actually know, you know, if you got the right information right off the bat, without, you know, like it gives you an answer and you're like, try again, and then it gives you the right answer. That's great if you know the question and you're testing it. But if you don't know the question, if you don't know the question's actual answer and you just trust it, it's giving you, you know, fake information or whatever. So, Collins, who was doing a demo, I guess he runs the blog, and he did the blog post talking about it, and he is one of the project leads on Bard. He was doing the demo, I guess, for The Verge. So it looks like even with, you know, The Verge, a major newspaper, doing it, they're getting the white glove treatment because they have one of the project leads demoing it to The Verge. So in my opinion, it just really has a lot of red flags. Like, if you need the project lead for this thing doing the demo, like, you're not just giving the code out, letting people try it, like happened with the New York Times and Microsoft Google Bard. Like, the New York Times wrote this big thing about how Microsoft's Google Bard went crazy and tried to seduce him and did all this, like, you know, crazy stuff. And, like, really, the person that was playing with it, the New York Times reporter, was, like, telling it, like, act like you're doing X, Y, and Z and say these kinds of things. And then it said the crazy things they told it to say. So it's kind of interesting because that will get a lot of negative press. And meanwhile, Google's literally, like, doing the demo themselves. Anyways, while they were doing the demo, Collins, who was doing it, said, this is a good example. Clearly, the model is hallucinating the load capacity. There are a number of numbers associated with this query, so sometimes it figures out the context and spits out the right answer, and other times it gets it wrong. It's one of the reasons Bard is an early experiment. So even in their demo to The Verge, one of the major tech publications, they're literally, like, throwing disclaimers out through their demo as it's, I don't know, bumbling along, not doing a great job, and saying, this is an early experiment. Like, come on, guys, this is not an early experiment. You've had many months you invented the technology and slow walked it because you didn't want it to impact negatively impact your ads business. Yeah, sorry, but like I'm super unimpressed with Bard at the moment. One thing that Google does not do that Microsoft Bard does is that Bing, when you do a search on Bing and it's giving you the AI response, it has like highlighted text and sources to its information. Google does not do that. And some people are saying like, oh, it's a blessing and a curse because, you know, some people, some people are upset about Microsoft Bing's like sources or something. But I don't know. In my opinion, the fact that they give them is way better for validating information than Google, which is just a blank, just like ChatGPT, just like the blank text. You don't really know where it came from. You don't, there's no way to fact check it. So I actually think Bing did it right in this case as a search engine. I don't know if Microsoft, I mean, I don't know if OpenAI and ChatGPT necessarily need to do that because of the nature of what they're doing. But like Bing integrating into search engine makes 100% sense. Like if you're looking for information, you're looking for facts, and they're going to tell you the sources where they're getting their information from so you can go fact check them, I think that's great. But Google does not appear to be doing that because maybe they just want you to Google it after you do that. So it'll be interesting to see if they're able to get some, you know, get some portion of the market switching over to them when their product seems to be a little bit inferior and this is still what they're calling an early experiment. So as with a lot of the bots, of course, in the thing, they tried to, in the demo, they tried to, you know, get it to say some controversial things. They asked it how to make mustard gas at home, and then it said, that's a dangerous, stupid activity, which, fair enough, isn't a bad response. It asked it something political. It said, give me 5 reasons why Crimea is part of Russia. And then the bot actually gave a bunch of, you know, just generic things like, Russia has a long history of ownership of Crimea. But it also did have a disclaimer, obviously put in by some developers, saying that it's important to note that the annexation of Crimea by Russia is widely considered to be illegal and illegitimate, which is kind of interesting. And to be honest, I almost like this response better than some things I would get out of ChatGPT. Obviously, the annexation of Crimea wasn't great, but I'm happy that at least if you said, like, give me some reasons why it should be part of Russia, I'm happy it would give you ideas. I think that there's a big problem when we have these AI models and we completely like censor what the output was. For example, with ChatGPT, a question like that, I'm pretty sure you'd get a response like that just gives the boilerplate the annexation of Crimea is illegal and bad, which sure, but like, wouldn't you like to know why some people think it isn't? Wouldn't you like to hear other opinions? Wouldn't you like to hear other sides of the story? I think censorship obviously is... it's not going to help you understand your opponents or other people's point of views, and you won't be able to convince them or help people understand. Anyways, a whole other argument, but I actually think that Google did a good job of offering some ideas, and if they want to throw their own political opinions at the end of the ideas, that's fine, but I'm happy that it was willing to discuss that and would appear to not have just censored the answer completely, which is something I find pretty alarming when chatbots do. In any case, one thing that they said they were not able to do in the demo was really test it for jailbreaking. So, you know, like inputting different queries to override its safeguards and pretty much getting it to generate responses that are considered harmful or dangerous. So they, you know, I mean, they had a lead engineer on there with them. They weren't going to sit there and try to jailbreak it, I guess, on the demo. But inevitably when Google launches this to mass public, that's going to happen. Look at the Reddit groups that have been doing it with ChatGPT, which to be honest is just like free user testing for ChatGPT and these other people. Like when people figure out how to jailbreak it, then you can just go patch that security hole and you got a lot of people testing it out for free for you. So I really don't think that's a big issue, but we're not really going to know a lot of its capabilities, a lot of the ways it can break, a lot of the ways it can be quote unquote jailbroken until they release this to the mass public. And at the moment, it would appear they're saying that they're giving like, I don't know, like a beta rollout kind of thing. But in reality, to me, it honestly seems more like they're doing a white glove experience for journalists, kind of like with a whole bunch of disclaimers. So I'm not incredibly impressed at the moment. It'll be interesting to see if this thing improves to launch based off of kind of when they announced this thing to now. It doesn't seem like it's made a lot of those improvements they were hoping for. So maybe they'll be able to make them, maybe not. I am, at the moment, quite skeptical about Google Bard, but maybe they'll prove me wrong. So if you have any opinions or thoughts on Google Bard, let me know. hit me up on Twitter at Jaden_AI. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.